It's Magic 102.1, the People Station. My partner, Dr. Ian Smith, is in the building.
Hello. What's up, man?
Man, you in here with a brand new book. I understand that this is not one of your famous health books. Usually, you're trying to tell me how to stay fit, eat right. Something's changed here. I'm seeing Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock.
Talk to me about this, brother.
Yeah, this is my Ash Kane series. It's a detective series based in Chicago. This is the fourth installment, though all four installments are standalones, which means you can start reading Eagle Rock and go back and read the others. This is about an African-American detective who used to be with Chicago Police Department. He leaves because he won't participate in a cover-up of a shooting of an unarmed black kid and decides to start his own little private investigative agency in Chicago, and he takes on very select cases. I wrote him because I wanted to write a character I'd never seen in books or on TV before. I want a guy who's younger, who's hip. This guy will quote Biggie Smalls 1 second and quote Shakespeare the next. He's comfortable in the
affluent. Sound like Dr. Ian Smith.
Nah, he's better than me, man. He's better. He's very comfortable in the affluent, you know, north side of Chicago, as well as the tough, gritty west side streets. He's authentically Ash Kane no matter where he goes. And one thing is certain, he does not stop till he gets the answers.
Are you still writing books about health and eating right, et cetera, or is this a personal passion that you have on the side and you're working both at the same time, so to speak?
Yeah, the last one is right. So I've always loved writing fiction. I enjoy the freedom of fiction. But yeah, I'm still writing my health books. Mm-hmm. I have a new health book coming out in January 25 called Eat Your Age. And that helps people decide what are the 10 best foods for whatever age decade that you're in of your life. What are your best exercises? What are your best tests that you need to take for, because there are certain diseases that are common depending on your decade. Mm-hmm. What numbers do you need to know for men and women? So Eat Your Age comes out in January. In fact, I'm saying the first 25 people who actually pick up a copy of my new novel, Eagle Rock, and send me a message on Instagram, I'm going to give them a free copy of Eat Your Age.
So, All right. We'll give them the Instagram.
So yeah, at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out. I-A-N Smith. So if you cop a copy of Eagle Rock, let me know and you will get Eat Your Age.
How are you figuring out what you're going to write at this particular point in your life? Like, how are you figuring out, okay, this time I'm going to do a detective book. This time I'm going to do a book about food. How are you figuring that out?
So the plan is set. So it's alternating. So Eagle Rock just came out, then Eat Your Age will come out. Mm-hmm. I already wrote the next novel, mm-hmm. Which comes out in 25, the next summer 25. So every year I'm going to alternate from my health to novel, health to novel. Okay. And yeah, it's great. And listen, I'm very selfish in how I write. I write how I like to read. So it's fast paced right from the beginning, mm-hmm. twists and turns, great characters, deep characters. And also I want people to be guessing to the end. So when I get messages on Instagram where people are saying, Dr. Ian, I just finished Eagle Rock and I was up to 3 o'clock trying to finish that book. That is music to my ears.
Will it be a goal to have any of these books turn into movies, TV shows, et cetera, et cetera?
So I'm a very visual writer. Mm-hmm. Before I write, actually, I write my books in my head for 2 months. I just see the book. And then when I figure out the beginning, the middle, the end, then I sit down and write it. The series has already been optioned by some LA producers, which means that they've purchased the right to turn it into either a TV series or movies.
Dig it.
They're looking at castings right now, so we'll see what happens.
Man, good luck, man. You always moving. You move fast, brother.
Life moves fast.
As soon as I turn around, you doing what?
Yeah. So you got to move fast because life is short. How about
anything
that?
Else for you on the TV scope, or are you done with that?
Yeah, no. So I'm working on some new TV shows. I'm going to combine nutrition with fitness and competition. So that's all I can say, but okay. I got a show we're getting ready to pitch for that. My other book, which you like, the Secret Society book, The Ancient Nine, that we talked about a few years ago.
Yeah.
We have a meeting with several streamers to turn that into a show. So yeah, I got a lot going on.
Man, congratulations to you again, man. It's always good to see you. I say the same thing to you every time before we man, you always stay the same. It was so funny because I saw you on TV last week and I'm like, that's weird. He didn't even come to H-Town. I literally said it to him. I'm on a treadmill in the gym. I'm like, man, I see you, Dr. I see you. You know how you see your homeboy. You're like, I see you, baby. I see you. I'm like, man, that's weird. He got a new book and didn't even come to H-Town.
Yeah, you know I'm
then
coming.
I just went right back. And then as soon as I say that, hit the day, I'm in age, baby. I'm like, oh.
Let's go.
But it's good to see you, man. So happy for you, man. Continued success the whole nine. You know, I got nothing but love for you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
As they say in Spain, igualmente. It's equal, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. Continued success, brother. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Eagle Rock. Everybody, go get it now.